First of all, how was your weekend?
Well, it's pretty exciting to be with Coach Marshall and our young men to win the West Regional, to earn the right to go to the Final Four. And it's pretty exciting to get back to where we've once been. So the team did great. They're very excited. But at the same time, term I would use, pleased but not satisfied.
Now, I think we could talk about any of the players on the team. They all have some pretty interesting stories, but two that I'd like to talk about particularly are guys who are going to be playing their final games no matter what happens in Atlanta. And one is Malcolm Armstead, who's had an interesting journey here. Can you talk a little bit about how he got here?
What's impressive about Malcolm's story to me, he chose Wichita State and paid his own way for a year to come to Wichita State. He had lots of options. He was a great player at Oregon, but he didn't think that that was providing him what he wanted. And he chose to come to Wichita State and paid his own out-of-state tuition way for a year to have an opportunity, because what he wanted to do is he wanted to have an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament.
And the other one is Carl Hall, who a few years ago was not even playing basketball. If I'm correct, he was working in a factory and thought that he might not ever even play again. He made a decision to play again. Can you tell me the circumstances surrounding that?
Well, his story is vast and immense, but one of the issues is that he had a heart condition that he was appropriately concerned that he was that the thing that he loved to do, which was to play basketball, was going to be taken away from him because of his heart condition. However, through his hard work, as well as some great doctors and a number of other things, basketball was brought back into his life. But then he had to work through some very personal issues to be able to understand that his heart condition was not going to be a limiter to his ability to come back to play basketball. And he has regulated his own work. He is engaged. He's a great, great leader. I am so glad that he was here, because he's a heart, as well as Malcolm Armstead's the legs of a great Shocker men's basketball program. And what's neat about these young men is that they all believe in each other. They're like a family. And when one of them steps out, another one steps up.
No basketball team is perfect, of course, and this one had a lot of question marks coming into the season, and even during the season has had injuries, at times have had trouble shooting the ball. What is it about this team that's made it very much more than the sum of its parts?
A lot of it goes to Coach Marshall and his leadership and how he recruits character. But the one piece that I would say is that watch us believe. That's the most simple thing, is that they have developed a belief in themselves and each other that when there are things that need to be done, whatever that is, they've stepped up to do it. Players sometimes, like all of us, we don't always have our best days. But Coach Marshall thinks about a holistic approach to basketball, that we're going to play as a team, we're going to work together, we're going to play team defense, we're going to play team offense, we're going to work to support each other. And so when everyone believes in each other, it's about the character of being able to believe in each other. And that's what we try to do and instill here in Shocker Athletics broadly, but Coach Marshall embodies that just as all of our coaches do.
It's clear that this sort of thing very likely will have a major impact on the basketball program, but how does this kind of exposure spill over into the athletic department more generally?
It is too soon to tell, but of course success begets success. But however, I would argue that Coach Rainbold actually had four All-Americans before the men's basketball team had their run of making it as we are today to the Final Four. Coach Lamb's women's volleyball team made its first Sweet 16 run in NCAA prior to those two things. So we have worked as a unit across our sports department, our athletic department, to create that environment of success and expectations of success. And will this act as a broader window, a bigger front porch that will allow folks to see what Shocker Athletics is about? Of course. As well as it will act as a window to the university. It's something that we've always known. We've always known that Wichita State is a great place. It is a place that allow folks to achieve their dreams. It's allowed me to achieve my dreams, because I was a student athlete here. My father was a student athlete here. My wife was a student here. My mother was a student here. Without Wichita State and what Wichita State has done for my family personally, I would not be sitting before you today.
you said a few moments ago, watch us believe. The watch us campaign in social media has been something that's really been impressive to me, your whole social media campaign this year. It really seems like it's caught on. I've seen it even nationally, people recognizing Wichita State's social media campaign. Where did that come from, and why do you think it's caught on while various other campaigns maybe don't?
Well, again, sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle. But I would also say not everything's accidental. I've got a great set of folks in our external area, John Brewer, who's our associate AD for marketing and strategic communications, Darren Boatwright, senior associate for external relations, all of our graduate assistants, a group of young, exciting folks that understand the social media piece. And this year was a year that we said we are going to cross-market, we are going to develop an overall marketing campaign for every one of our sport programs. Historically, what athletic departments sometimes do is they go, we market volleyball, we market baseball. But what we said we were going to do this year is we were going to have a marketing campaign that acted as an umbrella across all of our sport programs. And the Watch Us provided that linking to try to brand Wichita State Athletics in a very unique and different way that we hope will pay dividends to connect people to each and every one of our sport programs through this overall branding and marketing campaign.
Well, Dr. Sexton, thank you so much, and good luck in Atlanta.
Well, I appreciate you, and again, the listeners on KMUW are great listeners, and we're just proud to be a representative of Wichita State and Wichita State University, as well as the community of Wichita. So thank you.